Cabin.
What is up? Greetings, America and beyond, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your wellness and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea and acne and digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system, no matter what it is you're dealing with, folks. The human biological system is designed divinely to heal and renew on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this renewing system, this healing system, this regenerating system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. On most days, today we're going to be talking to a special guest in the bottom of the hour, so you're going to want to hold your phone calls till tomorrow on our next Bright Side show. If you want to learn more about the longevity products that you hear us talk about, that you hear us recommend, or that you hear advertised on the program, you can head over to brightsideben.com, take a peek at our shopping cart with all the longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder, that you add to water and drink. It's a wonderful way to get your trace nutrients, your vitamins, your minerals, amino acids, MSM, chondroitin. It's wonderful for folks who are dealing with digestive issues. It goes right to work. Most people will notice results in one or two doses. It's around $50 a canister. Folks, if you haven't tried this stuff yet, what are you waiting for, especially if you're dealing with some kind of degenerative disease crisis? It's great for older folks who have digestive issues. It's great for kids. It tastes wonderful, and you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also find a Join the Team link on brightsideben.com. If you click on that link, you can start a longevity business. You can make some money selling longevity products, or you can just get your products at the wholesale price. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All righty, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side once again. At the bottom of the hour, we've got a really cool guest. You're going to want to tune into that. He's got some interesting things to say about one of my personal favorite vitamins. It's one we don't talk a lot about, although it does have something to do with serotonin. Give you a little hint there. This vitamin is important for the production of serotonin. We've been talking about serotonin and SSRIs now for a couple of weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, actually. We're talking about ways to boost your own serotonin levels naturally, ways to get yourself off of SSRI drugs, to wean yourself off of SSRI type of drugs. Eat more protein, number one, especially whey protein, which will get you growth factors and digestive support factors as well, building substances, natural antibiotic substances like lactoferrin are in whey protein. You're also going to want to eat more vegetable-based carbs, non-starchy carbs, as in non-potato carbs, non-carrot carbs, non-yam carbs. Nothing, you know, carrots and yams are good veggies, but they're very high in sugar. So a lot of times folks, when they decide they want to go vegetarian or eat a lot of vegetables, they'll select carrots or they'll select yams or they'll select potatoes, all of which are starchy and high in sugars. So if you're going to use vegetable carbohydrates, try to stick to kale and spinach and tomatoes, these non-starchy carbohydrates. You do need carbohydrates to boost serotonin levels, and it's the combination of carbs and protein that give you the best boost. the most boost bang for your buck, so to speak. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you about a nice strategy for helping wean yourself away from sugar. If you're one of those folks that's eating a lot of sugar, it could be that you're trying to self-medicate. You're trying to raise your own serotonin levels. If you're having a hard time getting off of sugar or getting off of carbs, I got a neat little strategy for you, and I'll tell you what that is tomorrow. Other things that you could do to boost your serotonin level, make sure you're getting out in the sun. In fact, those are the three top ways to boost your serotonin levels and to help wean you off of SSRI drugs if that's what you want to do. Eat more protein, eat more non-starchy vegetable carbohydrates, and third, make sure you're getting out in the sun. The fourth important strategy for building serotonin and weaning yourself off of SSRI drugs is to make sure you're getting enough oxygen. Oxygenation, which means breathing. Deep, slow breathing in and out through the nose. And I'm talking slow. That's one of the mistakes people make when they start a deep breathing program is they don't do it slowly enough. If you breathe really fast, that can actually send the wrong signal to the brain. Fast breathing triggers a stress response. So you want to make sure that when you're breathing, when you're practicing your therapeutic breathing, your deep breathing techniques, that you're doing it super slowly. The slower, the better. And that means both the inhalation and the exhalation. And you want to go through the nose, not the mouth. Nose is for breathing. Mouth is for eating. Oxygenation means serotonin. Oxygen is required for serotonin production. Also, the less effectively you're breathing, the less effective or the more you're going to be initiating a stress response, the more you're going to be burning through serotonin. So oxygenation has two reasons. There's two reasons why you want to practice oxygenation and deep breathing to take care of your serotonin. Number one, oxygen is required for serotonin production. That means the less effectively you're breathing, the less effective your production of serotonin is going to be. And conversely, the more oxygen that's available for tissues, the more serotonin you're going to be producing. In research that was published from at the University of Hawaii in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, researchers showed that animals that breathed pure oxygen had a ten times increase in the production of serotonin. How cool is it that something as simple as oxygen, something as simple as oxygenation and deep breathing can have such a dramatic effect on the production of serotonin, on your, and also on your ability to get yourself off of SSRI drugs? Oxygen is free. Oxygen is non-toxic. Oxygen doesn't require a doctor or a pharmacist or an insurance company. And more breathing means fewer drugs. More oxygen means a healthier body. The second important connection between serotonin and oxygen involves stress. Serotonin is a stress response hormone. It's a stress response hormone that helps the body maintain in a condition of survival. When survival is threatened, serotonin goes up, and oxygen deficits, shortages in oxygen, poor breathing techniques are perceived as a big-time threat to the survival of the organism. You can't go very long without appropriate levels of oxygen, and one of serotonin's main effects in the body is to tighten blood vessels. Remember, the name serotonin means serotightening, sero for the blood, tightening, tonin for tightening. Serotonin's main effect, or one of its main effects, is to tighten blood vessels, to increase the pressure of blood flow, all in an attempt by the body to up oxygen delivery and the delivery of vitamins and hormones to tissues. So hypertension, high blood pressure, which is one of the main responses of the body to serotonin, is one of the ways the body combats shortages of oxygen. You can counteract this serotonin increase. You can counteract this hypertensive response, this high blood pressure response, with something as simple as deep, slow, diaphragmatic breathing. In the course of long-term stress, like long-term oxygen deficits, serotonin is actually going to stop working. The less you breathe, not only will you be producing less serotonin, but you're going to be having less effective serotonin as well. And it can take several days, 3 to 5 days, according to this article from the University of Hawaii, for the serotonin response to get back up where it needs to be under long-term oxygen deprivation conditions. So oxygen has two major roles to play when it comes to serotonin. One, it's important for serotonin production. And two, oxygen deprivation can lead to stress, which can cause a depletion ultimately in the amount and the effect of this very important neurotransmitter substance, serotonin. All right, got more to talk about when it comes to oxygenation and serotonin. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back after with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. 7, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on The Bright Side. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're here 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com, where you will find a shopping cart with all the longevity products that you hear us talk about, including the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Ultimate Enzymes, the Z-Radical, which is fast becoming one of my favorite longevity products. The Z-Radical is great for folks dealing with digestive problems. It's got powerful immune-boosting properties. The active ingredient in the Z-Radical is something called fucoidin. F-U-C-O-I-D-A-N. Fucoidin is a sugar complex that's found in seaweed and the Z-Radical. And if you do a PubMed search on fucoidin, you're going to find hundreds of articles that talk about fucoidin for boosting the immune system and for helping deal with cancer. Z-Radical is loaded with fucoidin. You'll find out all about it on brightsideben.com, as well as all the longevity products, the other longevity products you hear us talk about on the program. All right, coming up in our next segment, we'll be talking to a special guest about his books and about a vitamin that we don't often talk about, a vitamin that's involved in serotonin production. That'll be coming up at the bottom of the hour. In our next segment, I just want to finish up a couple more things about oxygenation, diaphragmatic deep breathing, this idea of deep breathing and oxygenation and its role in health and its role in disease, deprivation of oxygen and its role in disease is a classic demonstration of the craziness, the idiocy of the medical model of drugging and doctoring ourselves back to health. Nothing exemplifies the power and the control that we have over our health and the health of our families. Nothing demonstrates this more than the effectiveness of oxygenation, the health benefits of oxygenation, and the relationship of low oxygen, technically called hypoxia, low oxygenation to almost every single health issue you can name. Maybe it's because it's such a simple strategy. Maybe it's because it's not sexy. It doesn't sound like it's really important. Maybe it's because it's just so basic that we have a tendency to overlook the health importance of oxygenation and deep breathing. When was the last time you went to a doctor and you had hypertension or blood clotting or some kind of immune disorder and he said, well, I'm going to prescribe for you deep breathing techniques? When was the last time? Never, more than likely. Deep breathing may not be as exciting or as sexy or as dramatic as the latest miracle drug or miracle cure, but if you're really serious about dealing with your degenerative disease, if you're really serious about getting healthy, if you're really serious about staying healthy, and if you want to make sure and take care of your serotonin levels, if you want to make sure that you got enough serotonin and you're making serotonin, and if you want to wean yourself off of SSRI drugs, there is nothing you can do. There's no health practice you can employ. There's no prescription drug you can take that is going to be a more effective and more powerful and more non-toxic strategy and give you more control over your nervous system and over your serotonin system than practicing 2 little minutes of deep diaphragmatic breathing every day. If you say you're interested in health, if you say you want to get off your drugs, if you say you're tired of the medical model, if you say you're sick of your degenerative disease, and you're not practicing 2 minutes of deep diaphragmatic breathing every day, I don't believe you. You can't be serious about healing if you're not willing to spend 120 seconds a day of deep breathing. And if you don't believe me when I tell you how powerful and how effective this can be, go get yourself a blood pressure cuff. Take your blood pressure before deep breathing, take your blood pressure after deep breathing, and watch what happens. Your hypertensive markers will drop like a stone. Oxygen is an electricity magnet. That's it. That's basically it in a nutshell. Oxygen means electricity. Oxygen is an electricity magnet. In chemistry, we say it's electronegative. That simply means oxygen pulls electrons. It pulls electricity. And there's a very, very fundamental relationship between health and electricity. And there's also an important relationship between health and acidity, health and acid, and between electricity. Health, acidity, and oxygen. Health, acidity, and electricity. Acid is the opposite of electricity. Acid is when electricity is thrown off. Electrons are thrown off. If you have an acid body, you're losing electricity. Alkalinity is a sucking up of electrical energy. And these are very important basic ideas. Oxygen, alkalinity, and acidity, and electricity. Health means oxygen. Health means alkalinity. When something is alkaline or when it's non-acid, it sucks up electrical energy. And the reason you want your body fluids and the inside of your body to be alkaline is because you want your body sucking up electricity, not spewing it out. Disease and acidity go together because acidity is a measurement of how much oxygen is being lost, how much electricity is being lost, how much electricity is being spewed out. Acidity means a spewing out of electrical energy, a spitting out of electrical energy, a loss of electrical energy, and alkalinity means a sucking up, a utilization of electrical energy. Acidity is noted by a measurement known as pH. Not getting too technical, pH is a measurement that goes from 0 to 14. It's a scale. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14, where 0 is super, super acid, 14 is super, super non-acid, or as some people say, alkaline. 0 to 7 on the pH scale is acidity. 7 to 14 is alkalinity. Electrical energy is emitted by acid substances. Electrical energy is spewed out by acid substances, and conversely, electrical energy is sucked up by alkaline substances. You want the inside of your body to be slightly alkaline. You want the inside of your body to be in a state where it's sucking up electrical energy. What we call acid is the emission of electrical energy, and what we call alkaline is the vacuuming up, the sucking up of electrical energy. A healthy body is composed of largely alkaline fluids because you want the body in a state where it's absorbing electrons, where it's absorbing electrical energy, not spewing it out. In an alkaline state, the body is gaining electrical energy. It's upping its electrical energy. And in an acidic state, the opposite occurs. The body loses electrical energy, thus the importance of helping the body maintain alkalinity, maintain its electricity absorbing properties. And by far the most important alkaline electrical absorbing substance is oxygen, which can be thought of as an electricity magnet. It sucks up electricity the way a magnet sucks up iron filings. Oxygen pulls electricity, and deep breathing acts to improve the body's ability to suck up electrical energy. There's a very interesting and perhaps not immediately obvious relationship between health and oxygen and electricity and nutrition and food and the mighty 90, plant minerals, plant nutrients, vitamins, and good health. At the end of the day, health means electrical energy, the movement of electrical energy. Healing is voltage, as Dr. Jerry Tennant says in his book, Healing is Voltage. Great book if you're interested in the electrical connection to health and wellness. Health and healing, according to Dr. Tennant, and according to this idea where healing is voltage, health and healing are based on electrical pressure. That's what voltage is. It's an electrical pressure. Alkalinity is the response to this pushing in, this pressure of electrical energy. And all disease is cell disease because at the end of the day, a cell is an electrical system. All right, there's so much more to talk about with serotonin, oxygenation, electricity. We'll talk about that tomorrow as we continue discussing SSRIs and serotonin on the Bright Side. We're coming back with our special guest at the bottom of the hour. If you're listening to the Bright Side, don't go away.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, 4 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these Fuel Savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel Savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. Thank you so much for joining us. Those of you who are regular listeners to The Bright Side know that we don't do a lot of guest interviews on this program, but when we do, they are notable for their unique and well-researched takes on health and nutrition. Last week we talked to Udo's. Today's guest is no exception. He's an MD and he's a JD. That is, he's a medical doctor and a juris doctor, which is a fancy way of saying he's a lawyer, as well as a medical doctor. He's also the author of several really cool books and important books and intriguing books on vitamin C. One called Primal Panacea, the other called Stop America's Number One Killer, and a third book, which I have not read yet, called Curing the Incurable. I just ordered it today. All these books you can get at Amazon or Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, bookstores everywhere. He's a cardiologist. He's a researcher. He's an in-demand lecturer. He's one of the world's leading experts on the use of vitamin C in the treatment of all kinds of medical conditions, from cancer to heart disease to nerve diseases, as well as on the use of supplemental vitamin C just for overall health and wellness. His name is Thomas Levy, MD, JD, and I am obviously a big fan of his work, and I'm pleased to have him talk to us for the duration of today's Bright Side program. Greetings, Dr. Levy, and welcome to The Bright Side.
Hi, Ben. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us today. You have a Colorado connection, as you and I have spoken about. You went to law school at Denver University, and correct me if I'm wrong. But as I understand it, your experience with what is powerful, equally powerful and misunderstood, the nature of vitamin C began with Colorado dentist, the Colorado Springs dentist, Dr. Hal Huggins, and his work with mercury amalgams. I wonder if we could start off by having you tell a story of your experience with Dr. Huggins and what you observed with his patients and how that impacted you in your work as a proponent and a spokesperson for vitamin C, as well as to its relevance for overall health.
Well, glad to, Ben, and that's exactly where it all started. Up until about 1994, I was a traditional cardiologist, practicing cardiology in the traditional way, and somehow feeling that there was something more out there, but not knowing what. Within that year, I met Dr. Huggins at a eclectic scientific conference called Extraordinary Science from the International Tesla Society. He said, why don't you come by my my place and see what I'm doing? And I said, fine. And I got to say, when I went over to his clinic, his dental office, I saw things that I'd never seen before. And what I'm talking about is I saw advanced chronic degenerative conditions, multiple sclerosis, ALS, Parkinson's, advanced diseases of all variety, people in wheelchairs, and I saw improvements that I did not think was impossible. I'm not saying cures. I saw improvements that I did not think was impossible. And one day when I went over there, there was a particularly decrepit poor old gal who was in a wheelchair and not too much with it, and she was scheduled to have a great degree of dental work that afternoon, extractions and sitting in the chair for several hours. And by the end of the dental work, she was pepping up, getting spunky, shall we say, and even saying, well, let's go out tonight. I want to eat a steak on the other side of my mouth. And it just didn't seem right. And I said, Hal, what's going on? How can this be? And he pointed to the IV bag. I said, well, thanks a lot. That doesn't mean a whole lot. I give lots of people IVs. He said, yeah, well, it's what's in it. And I said, what do you mean? He said, there's 50 grams of vitamin C in there.
Wait, 50 really? Grams? Doc, you said 50 grams of vitamin C.
50 grams of vitamin C, I said.
Holy cow.
Really? Okay. I said, okay, well, that's interesting. And at that point in time, I said, well, there's obviously a whole lot about vitamin C that I don't know, like everything. And that began my own personal odyssey, if you will, with myself, with family, with friends, with a few patients. And I began my, I would say, fairly extensive research path on vitamin C to where I am today. So definitely Dr. Huggins got it all rolling.
So you're saying you didn't learn about vitamin C in medical school? I find that impossible to believe. tell us about the...
I learned about as much about vitamin C in the medical school as there exists in the medical textbooks that are written even today, which is...
Nothing? Well, tell us, give us the view from the dark side, the inside scoop on what doctors really think about vitamin C, and really nutritional therapy in general, as not your personal point of view, but the medical point of view as you learned it in medical school.
Well, you know, I don't want to say it was necessarily regarded with scorn. It just wasn't regarded at all. I mean, you're a medical student. You're studying what they tell you to study, and it's quite logical to conclude, even though in error, that if they're not giving it to you to study, it's obviously not of importance.
So, by implication.
And that's where you proceed as a doctor, but unfortunately, once you become a clinically practicing doctor, you are vastly too busy, for most docs anyway, to take any time during the day or even any time during the week to try to read more, try to keep up, try to look at other sources of information than what you studied in med school. So it just, information like vitamin C just stays hidden forever from them.
Well, one of the things that doctors and even patients sometimes bring up about vitamin C and really about nutrition in general is the idea that, well, this stuff is so amazing. Where is all the evidence? I got a doctor who's a friend of mine. He lives upstairs from me, and he's always talking about evidence-based medicine, and only pharmacology is evidence-based. But we know from your work that there have been practitioners throughout the years who have traditionally, historically, effectively used vitamin C with tremendous success. One of these guys was a man named Frederick Klenner, who was a physician physician, I think in North Carolina, I believe, and he was using mega doses of vitamin C for a lot of different things, especially for polio and nerve diseases. I wonder if you could tell our listeners the story of Dr. Klenner and maybe discuss some of the more notable studies that have just demonstrated a link between vitamin C therapy and a positive prognosis for immune diseases and inflammatory diseases. And also tell us a little bit, what is a mega dose of vitamin C for someone dealing with polio or ALS or MS or any other inflammatory type of nerve disease?
Omega doses are multi-gram doses for adults, 50 to 150 grams. For children of moderate body weight, maybe 25 grams. Babies, 2, 3, 4, 5 grams.
Now this is compared to an RDA, which is what, 100 milligrams, a tenth of a gram, right?
Yeah, it's infinitesimal. I will say this regarding Dr. Klenner. While Dr. Linus Pauling, deservedly so, gets practically all of the credit for bringing vitamin C to the public awareness with his work and his publications in the 70s, Dr. Klenner absolutely led the way in using vitamin C clinically and showing very clearly that highly dosed vitamin C could virtually cure, I did use the word cure, all common acute childhood illnesses, and rapidly help resolve just about any infectious disease you can imagine and neutralize any toxin you can put against it.
That's amazing.
So now your point is, the acute poison control centers, they don't need to exist. If doctors knew about vitamin C, they would never subject people to extremely toxic anti-sera for snake bites, this, that, or the other. Oftentimes, the treatment is almost as bad as the toxin in modern medicine.
Certainly, chemotherapy. Now, when you're talking about dosing for things like heavy metal toxicity and toxicity in general, you're talking about oral dosing, not the stuff you can just buy at the health food store and take on your own. You don't need IVs, right?
Generally, IV is reserved for a more acute clinical situation. However, there are certain chronic degenerative diseases, including cancer, where in the course of treating the patient, you want to periodically get the blood levels up to...
Doc, we got to take a break. I want you to hold that thought. We'll come back here. We're talking to Dr. Thomas Levy about vitamin C. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners. Lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising. But we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in. Again.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. We're talking to Thomas Levy, MD, JD, and author of Stop America's Number One Killer, Primal Panacea, Curing the Incurable, and other books about alternative health and nutritional strategies, especially about vitamin C. Doc, before we went to break, I was asking you about can you get these benefits by taking vitamin C orally, or do you need, and by benefits I'm talking about as far as detoxification from heavy metals, etc. Can you get the benefits by using vitamin C orally, or do you need the IV, the IV procedure? Do you need to have a medical intervention?
No. For the most part, you can accomplish just about everything you want to accomplish with vitamin C by the different oral preparations. The IV is just there, as I think I alluded to earlier, for acute situations where you don't have a lot of time, there's a lot of clinical symptomatology, and you want to start improvement quickly. But for the most part, you can accomplish just about everything you want with oral forms, especially a fairly new form that's come out that's called liposome encapsulated, because this one you can take orally, and even better than IV, you can get it delivered directly inside the cells.
Now, a liposomal, you're talking about ascorbic acid that's wrapped around in a phospholipid type of substance, in a liposomal type of substance, but it's just ascorbic acid, correct?
Yes, it's actually, I believe, sodium ascorbate in this particular case, but yeah, it's a little lipid bubble.
Uh-huh.
That's actually made of the same type of thing as your cell wall, so it actually merges with your cells and puts the vitamin C directly inside the cell, and maybe even most importantly, does not consume energy in the process. When you just have vitamin C circulating in the blood, you need to consume energy to get it inside the cell.
Now, you're talking about inside the cell itself in the body or in the intestinal cell?
No, I'm talking about throughout the body.
It
initially gets absorbed in the intestine, but it's still not out of its little lipid bubble, a large amount of it, until it gets exposed by circulation in lymphatics to the various cells of the body.
Can you get if you can't find liposomal vitamin C, can you get the same effect with a megadose of vitamin C? Can you kind of drive vitamin C into the system?
You can get positive effects, but really the liposomal will give you a benefit that my observation has been you can't quite achieve with regular vitamin C. But having said that, for most cases, dosing high levels of regular vitamin C will get you the results that you want. You should just keep in mind that if you're not getting the results you want, or you're not getting the resolution of symptoms that you want, remember that this form of vitamin C out there exists and might give you even a better improvement in your clinical situation.
Does it have a brand name, or should people just look up liposomal vitamin C?
A brand name, the best that I know of, is Live On Labs, and the website is liveonlabs.com, but there's no E. It's LIVONLABS.com.
Good deal. All right. So everyone knows heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States and around the world. If you go to a cardiologist, your risk for heart disease, you are more than likely going to leave the cardiologist's office with a statin drug prescription, maybe a beta blocker, maybe a calcium channel blocker, maybe a diuretic, maybe a combination of everything of all of that. But as you describe in Primal Panacea, and especially in Stop America's Number One Killer, which is actually my favorite book of yours, something as simple as supplemental vitamin C can be much more beneficial, multi-beneficial, non-toxic, inexpensive, and can help you deal with all circulatory health issues. Tell us a little bit about the relationship, not only between the mechanism of vitamin C and its cardioprotective benefits, but even more importantly, in my opinion, the relationship between the development of cardiovascular disease in the first place and long-standing chronic deficiencies in vitamin C and the ascorbate molecule.
Well, sure. In a nutshell, coronary artery disease, atherosclerosis, is a focal form of scurvy. You get a severe vitamin C deficiency in the arterial wall lining. This begins an inflammatory process, and atherosclerosis evolves. And the reason you get it so often here and not in other parts of the body as dramatically is most people, I did say most people, have advanced dental infections, most commonly root canal-treated teeth, that feed pathogens and toxins into the blood that go through the venous system, and the very first artery that they're exposed to is the coronary artery. And so these toxins and infectious agents feed themselves in the lining. They start replicating, and so replicating, they're very prooxidant, and in being prooxidant, they practically nuke the entire vitamin C supply in that area. And when that occurs, inflammation absolutely has to follow. And even in the modern medical literature right now, without apparently knowing why, they will tell you that inflammation leading to chronic inflammation is the primary underlying pathology of coronary artery disease.
Well, you know, we talk a lot about inflammation here on the Bright Side, and I can't think of a single degenerative disease that doesn't have some kind of inflammatory component as at its core. And you talk in Stop America's Number One Killer about inflammatory mediators, inflammatory chemicals, and their relationship to circulatory health. Tell our listeners a little bit about these inflammatory chemicals that the body naturally makes and how vitamin C can help improve not just heart health issues but associated with inflammation, but all inflammatory diseases and help minimize inflammatory mediators.
Well, you know, it's really actually very elegant, and I say that because all the mediators of inflammation, 100% of them, are pro-oxidant, and that's how they're doing their damage, if you will, is they go in and they oxidize tissues and molecules, they take the electrons away, and of course, vitamin C is your prototypical antioxidant, and you're absolutely right, even though I just said that coronary artery disease is a focal scurvy of the arteries. Osteoporosis is a focal scurvy of the bones. Alzheimer's is a focal scurvy of different cells in the brain.
Wow.
Anywhere you have a disease process, you have increased oxidative stress, you have resultant vitamin C deficiency, and you have a focal scurvy relative to the concept of a widespread generalized scurvy throughout the body.
So Alzheimer's is osteoporosis of the brain, and osteoporosis is Alzheimer's of the bone.
Oh, you could say that, yes, sir.
So, and there's not 12,000 different diseases, you mean? The World Health Organization says there's 12,000 different diseases. Are you telling me that's not true? There's not 12,000 different diseases?
Well, there's 12,000 different names, but there's only one primary pathophysiological process that produces disease, and that's increased oxidative stress at the site in a certain concentration in certain parts of the tissues, and that's what determines the disease process.
Well, you know, our Bright Side listeners are probably smiling because, Doc, we talk about that every day, 5 days a week on the Bright Side, about how, about this, the inflammatory and oxidative basis of every single disease that we deal with, including, by the way, the second leading cause of death. The first leading cause of death in this country is heart disease, and then there's a second leading cause of death, which is cancer. And just as vitamin C plays a protective role in cardiovascular disease, and maybe even implicated, as you say, in the deficiency sense, in the development of heart disease, the same can be said about cancer. In Primal Panacea, you devote an entire chapter to the use of high-dose vitamin C for dealing with cancer, for cancer treatment. Cancer terrifies so many people, justifiably so. Maybe give a brief synopsis on how we can treat, how we can use vitamin C to deal with cancer. Perhaps talk a little bit about the problems, or at least the perceived problems that doctors will tell you about using vitamin C in association with a standard chemotherapy, and why they think that vitamin C may counteract chemotherapy, and what the, if indeed you believe that's a problem.
Well, believe it or not, the main difference between any form of cancer and, let's say, coronary artery disease is in coronary artery disease, the increased oxidative stress is extracellular. In cancer, it's intracellular.
Uh-huh.
And that's about it. All cancers, 100%, have ramped up increased oxidative stress inside the cells. When it gets ramped up really high, you have a highly anaplastic malignant cell prone to metastasize. And then when you ramp it up even higher, like with vitamin C or a traditional chemotherapy agent, you ramp the oxidative stress up so high that apoptosis or Frank-Nell cell necrosis occurs and you kill the cancer cell. The only problem is when you do it with chemotherapy, you damage
side effects.
All the normal cells as well.
Yep.
When you do it with vitamin C via a very interesting concept called the Fenton reaction inside the cell, you just selectively ramp up oxidative stress in the cancer cells while paradoxically decreasing the oxidative stress in all the other normal cells.
So it actually protects you from chemotherapy and acts like a magic bullet, in a sense, to actually kill specifically the cancer cell.
Absolutely, yes.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Doc. You know, so much more I want to talk about, but we're out of time. Doc, you've been amazing. We've been talking to Dr. Thomas Levy, MD and JD, about vitamin C. Dr. Levy is the author of several wonderful books, Primal Panacea, Stop America's Number One Killer, Curing the Incurable. They're all available at Amazon.com. His website is Tom Levy, MD. Doc Levy, thank you so much for joining us, buddy. God bless you. Have a wonderful, beautiful day, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again soon. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much, folks, for joining us. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.